Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. I think one of the best parts about this program is the team behind me, because the team behind me gets me the best possible guests on important topics of the day, and I don't think anybody touches this. I think that's the big key as to why we are successful here. And obviously, with all of the things going on in the world and the conflicts in the Middle East and the challenges with Iraq and Afghanistan and, you know, the challenges and the battles going on in Israel, we decided we needed to get to the bottom of it for the Middle East, for Iran, for Saudi Arabia, journalists being killed there. And so joining me now is Ali Al-Ahmed, a director of the Institute for Gulf Affairs. Ali, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me, when you look at when you look at the playing field, if you will, as you look across the horizon as to all the different players out there, be it countries like Saudi Arabia or Iran, Israel or the Palestinians, terrorist groups or the United States, what are the biggest concerns you have currently with the stability of that region?
The stability of the Middle East region has been always undermined by the form of government that we have. And if you look at the region, you see the majority of the countries are ruled by despotic regimes that are suffocating their own population, driving them to conflict and violence and oppressing and spending the state resources on controlling the population instead of development. And they use all kinds of tactics to divide their own people, which leads to civil wars and violence and terrorism. So without really reforming the political systems in the region to give the people of the region space, political space and political participation, cultural participation,
sure,
you will have this instability. I mean, I always said after September 11, if had the United States pressured the Saudi monarchy to allow people like Osama bin Laden space in their own country, and not only Osama bin Laden, obviously, Osama bin Laden would have been, you know, a barely known member of the parliament. You know, he'd sound crazy, but he'd be a member of the parliament with all of the objectionable stuff he would say. But because there is no space, what, you know, I think Kennedy or one of your presidents said, if you oppress people, they resort to violence. I forgot who said that, but the idea is if you take away freedom, people will find other ways to express themselves. And
sure,
that's why creating stability. What you saw in Sudan just yesterday or a few days ago, massacring people who were protesting, that creates that instability.
Let me ask you this.
More space, not less.
Yeah, I've got a headline here from the New York Times. And the New York Times article says, a new report shows how a pro Iran group spread fake news online. And
yes,
and you're mentioned in this New York Times article, you are cited. And what you say here is that a research group at the University of Toronto has untangled websites that look like the real thing, bogus news articles that look like the real thing, and they all seem to come back to the nation of Iran. And you said you were contacted by a woman who looked too perfect, too made up, and then you using characters that made it seem that she didn't know what she was saying, or anyhow, you found her to be suspect. What are all these different things going on, all of this propaganda effort?
Well, now we are in the age of information wars. So governments and countries, including the United States, by the way, fund and support these groups that are, Iran is one of them, Saudi Arabia is one of them, and other countries do that too. They have these electronic armies or bots that are spreading information and targeting their critics. So you have that. And, you know, I just came into the crosshair of an Iranian group that wanted to use my name to spread their information. Of course, I would not do that, but they thought I would do it, and you know, they thought they could trick me into it. But luckily, I was aware of their, you know, mistakes that exposed their nature. They used this Israeli model's picture and invited me to London getaway, and you know, but it was luckily found out. But this tells you now, right now, with every country, the Chinese, the Russians, the Iranians, the Saudis, even, you know, like I said, the State Department just a couple of weeks ago, they had this issue with one of their recipient of funds that were doing the same thing. So this is the new norm, or new normal in the world, that information online platforms are used to further political aims of certain countries.
So as you look at the region, I mean, obviously the Obama administration got tangled up with the Iranian deal, millions of dollars delivered in cash in the middle of the night on all sorts of crazy things that went on. The Trump administration pulling out of that deal. Where is Iran today? Obviously, the sanctions are crushing them in some ways, and they're starting to lash out. What do you foresee as the future for that nation?
Well, the Iranian are struggling with these sanctions, but at the same time, they have endured that very similar situation under the Obama administration early on, and then before that. So they will be hurt, definitely. They are hurting. But it looks like the Trump approach, I think it's probably the best way, because if you push too much, then you have a negative reaction. And his approach to making a deal, I think, although all the detractors with the North Korea too, this would be the better way forward, because we have tried wars, we have tried sabotage, we have tried all these things, and it just led to more. Let's take, for example, Yemen. Saudi Arabia attacked Yemen, and now who is the number one force there? It's their own enemy that they were attacking. They are using drones and ballistic missiles. Sometimes when you attack your enemy militarily, you give them more reason to become more powerful. Sometimes engagement is really a better way. And I think Mr. Trump is right about that. Engaging in dialogue and making a deal sometimes is a better. Sometimes you have to, you know, obviously to do a better deal. But the idea is war is not usually, it's not the only solution. Sometimes we boil our solutions to one answer. And I don't think one answer here is because our region in the Middle East has been unstable for 50, 60 years because of wars. Maybe we should try another way.
So maybe we should try another way. I think the president is very serious, though, when it comes to the threats from Iran. I don't think this president would sit back at all if he felt the Iranian regime was threatening U.S. interests or U.S. military personnel. I think he would come out full force.
I agree. I think, but also we have to realize that in politics there are people who advocate for certain ways and certain or against certain parties. If people who want war with Iran usually are the Saudis and the Emiratis, because you know they kind of they want to use the United States as their bully, as their you know, so they want the United States to do their dirty work so they can be the hegemon of the region. So sometimes it's better to be sort of, you know, not working for one side versus the other, not work for the Iranians or Saudis or other parties. It's better to be working for the American interest. And the American interest maybe is to keep that region a little bit more balanced, to keep stability. Because if you push to one side, you know, the region becomes off keel and then create even greater problems.
Mm. All right, so we've got about a minute left here, Ali, and you have done just a fabulous job filling in a lot of the blanks. Ali Al-Almed, Director of the Institute for Gulf Affairs. Where do we go from here? We've got about 45 seconds. I'll give you the last word. Where do we go from here?
I think the President Trump engagement in the region is really important. I think his thinking, you know, being outside sort of the what we call the Washington, D.C. Mentality is he came from outside. So his ways are actually maybe better. And it's a fresh way of thinking to deal with other people, to talk and to make a deal. Sometimes in our region, we've been known for business and deal making. So maybe his way of deal making will be better for our region. And I hope that will work, because will save a lot of lives, and including American lives, because the old policy gave us September 11. We need new ways, and Mr. Trump hopefully will deliver.
I hope you're right. Ali, great having you here. Look forward to talking to you again. Great resource. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. My best to meet you, and I love it.
There you go. Ali Al-Ahmed, a director of the Institute for Gulf Affairs here on the program. There you go. In-depth, detailed, and with a lot to think about for you. It is the Steve Gruber Show. We appreciate you being here.